People in the Middle East have lived with a threat of violence for decades. They've become so accustomed to it that their behavior could strike some Americans as strangely detached.
My name is Danny Brom. I'm a clinical psychologist and the director of the Israel Center for the Treatment of Psychotrauma of Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem. And I live in Jerusalem with my wife and four children.
Dr. Brom spoke to us as American forces invaded Iraq and Israel prepared for a possible attack. Over the coming days, NPR will be airing many voices like Dr. Brahms, voices of the war, at home and overseas. This is Danny Brahms' NPR War Diary.
This morning, the first thing I did after going out of the home was a meeting with three other people, a psychologist, a criminologist, and a psychologist who was also a journalist. And we spoke a bit about the situation, and actually not one of us brought our gas mask, although the army had said that we should all take our gas masks. We asked ourselves, is there something wrong with us? You ask yourself, is it just denial? Is it just that we don't want to feel in danger? Or is it that we're not really in danger? And even if we are in danger, the gas masks are not exactly that thing that's going to save us. Well, because we know that after the Gulf War, for example, some reports came out that many of the gas masks were really not so good. And also, it's a very specific circumstance where a gas mask would help. It, of course, does not help for biological warfare. It does help for chemical warfare. That is not exactly what we expect here at this moment. But who knows? And no one knew. And basically, people laugh it away a bit. And that's what we did also.
An NPR War Diary from Dr. Danny Brom of Jerusalem. There are more war diaries at npr.org.